This is Jules Schiller on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Well, autism was in the headlines last week after a controversial speech given by Pauline Hanson in the Senate. It sparked up a war on social media and in the tabloid press about autism and education. But many people with autism have above average intelligence and are actually sought out by employers. Which brings us to the Dandelion program. The Dandelion program recognises that many people with autism are particularly good at detecting patterns and paying attention to detail. Crucial skills when it comes to fighting cyber spies and hackers. So it recruits unemployed people on the autism spectrum to work in cybersecurity, analytics and computer hacking. And here to talk about it is Michael Fieldhouse, Program Executive of Dandelion. Thanks for coming on the show, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Good. There was a lot of, you know, bad vibes and some, you know, obviously pretty fractious arguments about autism. This is a really good news story. When did you make the decision that people on the autism spectrum had these skills?
Probably about 4 years ago, we commenced a pilot in Adelaide, which was with the Australian Department of Human Services. And that went obviously very successfully. And then we've quickly expanded that to cover Brisbane and Canberra now.
How many autistic people do you have working for you?
We have 58 people working for us.
Okay. And how do you go out and recruit them? Is it interviews? Do you do a series of tests? What's the process?
Oh, there's a bit of a combination. Depending on the type of role, we'll effectively go out and do an assessment. An assessment usually takes sometimes 4 weeks, so it's more like we kind of remove the interview process to more of a work-based style kind of assessment. So we can actually see them actually doing almost real work and real examples, and that gives us a good indication of what they potentially are very good at. And well, along with that, within some of the high-end functioning roles we've got, we do psychometric testing. So looking for some of those unique abilities they might have in pattern recognition, numeric capability, and also things like verbal reasoning.
Okay, and I think 80% of people on the spectrum are unemployed. So this is a really great tactic and a really good initiative, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the tech industry is, it's probably, we're always looking for talent, and we see this as a new kind of talent pool to draw from. There's a lot of other colleagues of companies such as SAP, Microsoft, and EY, all now looking at these kind of at these types of programs. Just recently, JP Morgan Chase in New York commenced their program.
Did you have to fight a lot of skepticism for a program like this? Were people kind of thinking that it was, a noble but an idea that was doomed to fail?
Yeah, I think it was obviously hard in the first few years. I think we didn't quite know what we didn't know, and we're as managers and leaders coming up to speed, and we had to obviously change our organisational structures a little bit and give management training to our frontline managers. And also, obviously, the community was also making sure that we were, they were a bit sceptical as well, just ensuring that, were we doing, had their best intentions at heart, but also as an employer, we're looking at the resources we're bringing in to actually add a competitive advantage to us.
And how would someone apply for a program like this, Michael?
We've got two things. One's our website. We've got people can apply through that. We've got two types of programs. We've got a work experience program, which we ran with in conjunction with the University of South Australia recently, and we're now currently running a work experience program in Canberra with ANU, University of Canberra, and CIT. So we've got two parts of that, and then we will go out for a larger drive when we're looking through our recruitment, and we'll go out to the autistic community. We work very closely with Autism SA in that. So, they could contact Autism SA, which is their local community group, to basically register or get some expression of interest as well.
And finally, Michael, what sort of effect does it have on someone who is on the autism spectrum to be working in a workplace environment and to be doing something like cracking cybersecurity or working on hacking or something like that?
The things we get back is obviously it's life-changing. It's been life-changing for everyone involved who is non-autistic, because they've actually enriched our lives. And I think not just about doing something good, but also saying, maybe we've looked at talent a little bit a bit too narrow before.
Okay, all right. It's a great story, Michael, and it's great to have so much positivity around autism. There was a little bit of negativity around last week after that Pauline Hanson speech, but as you say, there are many, many people on the spectrum who have above average intelligence and have unique skills, and it's great to see you employing them. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
That's Michael Fieldhouse there, Program Executive of Dandelion.
Homeward Bound with Jules Schiller on ABC Radio Adelaide.